Hi, I'm Jeremy Pearsons, and I want you to join me today on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast as you and I learn from the Word of God how we can be led by the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Join me today. Hello everyone, welcome once again to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Jeremy Pearsons and I'm thrilled to be with you again today, all this week, on into next week. And I'm honored that my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, would allow me to be with you today as they're traveling and doing what they do best. And I'm so thankful for them. Let's do this. Let's pray and we'll get right back into our study of the Word of God. Father, I thank you for your Word again today. Thank you so much, Lord, that we have your Word to stand on. And Lord, we look to the anointing that is in the Word to bring change to our lives, lasting change, change that will last and last and last. We thank you for it. We praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yesterday, if you were with us, we began a study on what I'm calling the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And we started in Romans chapter 8. Now, I want to remind you right here at the beginning of the things that you and I decided yesterday that we're going to do throughout these broadcasts. Now, if you weren't a part of this broadcast yesterday and you haven't heard it yet, do me a favor. Go to kcm.org. You can download it absolutely free. Get caught up with us because these broadcasts all this week, going into next week, they are going to be layer upon layer upon layer, and they all belong in context with each other, okay? So make sure you're getting this entire message. I know it's going to be beneficial to you. And together, we decided two things. We made two decisions of quality. Number one, we are going to do something with the Word that we're taught over these next several days. We're not just going to let it start and end on these broadcasts. We're going to carry it with us and allow it to affect change in our lives. But number two, what we're going to do as we hear this, we are going to rest. Faith is a rest. It is you putting trust in Him. All right? So rest, and what I want you to do is let the anointing, just like we prayed a moment ago, the anointing that is already in the living Word of God, let that anointing do the work in you. Let that anointing bring healing to your body. Let that anointing bring restoration to your mind, to your relationships, to your finances. The Word of God will do the work. Hey, the pressure's not on me, man. The pressure is not on you. We look to the Word. Our expectation is here. So we are just going to rest in God, rest in His Word, and let His grace that's been extended to you through Jesus, let that do the work. Amen. Romans chapter 8. Let's continue our study of the ministry and the assignment of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." So you and I, as sons of God, our lives should be defined by this truth right here. We're led by His Spirit. We're led by His Spirit in what we do. We're led by His Spirit in what we say. We're led by His Spirit in the investments we make, in the choices we make, in the decisions on which road to take, where to move, where not to move, where to go to church, and so on and so on and so on. We're led by His Spirit. And it's that fact right there that defines us as His sons. Now, in yesterday's broadcast, we brought out the fact that in the original language, you see here that really what he's talking about is a mature son. You see, it's a child, it's an immature way of thinking that is easily distracted. Have you noticed that about children before? Have you noticed how easily distracted they are? You might be having a conversation with your child and really trying to impart some very deep and profound things, and they may be with you for a few minutes, but a few minutes goes by and they're looking around and they're wondering what's going on over here and what's happening over here, and they're just distracted. And you know what? That's okay. It's a child. Children are that way. But it's not okay for you and I. It's not okay for you and I to be so distracted by everything going on around us. Now listen, I understand. I know that there are a million and one things begging for your time, begging for your attention. There are financial decisions that have to be made. There are ministry decisions. There are job decisions, family decisions, kid decisions, school, church. I know there are things going on all around you, but your motivation and your decision-making should come from nowhere else but the Spirit of God in you. Be still and know that He is God. And you know what? It's a mature son that has the ability to close the door on the noise, to shut out the noise and say, Lord, I'm going to get quiet before You and I'm going to do what I hear You tell me to do. And nothing less, nothing short of that. That is a characteristic of a mature child of God. And that's the language that's communicated here. It's the mature sons that are led by His Spirit. It's the mature sons that cry out, Abba, Father, I'm adopted by You. It's the mature sons that recognize their place in God. There's a maturity that takes place there. Now, There's a maturity, naturally speaking, that takes place over time. But I imagine you've witnessed this before as well, that there are times in a young person's life that's growing and developing and maturing, that maturity takes place like that in one area or another. I call it a moment of maturity, where you're faced with a decision, and maybe before every other day before that in your life, you would have gone this way, but all of a sudden, you see it with more clarity, you see it for what it really is, and you make what you know to be is the right choice. That's a moment where you grew up. That's a moment where your son or daughter, you watched it happen, you saw the light come on in their eyes, and they grew up almost instantaneously right before you. Well, the same thing can happen spiritually. When you're faced with decisions, you're faced with making tough choices, and for the first time ever, you see it for what it really is. What is that? That's the Spirit of God at work in you. That's God teaching you and leading you and guiding you, and you're able to see through to what it really is. That's a mature decision. Now, if we choose to limit the Holy Spirit's work in our life, and we made mention of this yesterday, and again, put these things in context together. If we choose to limit Him in our life to simply the convictor of sin, because that's how I believe a lot of Christians see Him, as nothing more, nothing less than the convictor of sin, the holy no-no, if you will, the one walking behind you going, nope, stop it, quit it, don't do that, oh, don't grieve me. And everybody's got this impression of the Holy Spirit that He's just so easily grieved and so easily offended. And if you just do the wrongest little thing, He's out the door. That's not true. Listen to what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit in John chapter 14. We read this yesterday. We're going to look at it again today. Let the Word, Jesus, the Word Himself, let Him define who the Holy Spirit is. Let Him define the characteristic and the job assignment, job description of the Holy Spirit, His ministry in your life. All right? So, listen to this in John chapter 14, verse 16. Jesus said, I will pray the Father, and He will give you another Comforter. Jesus, when He's introducing the ministry of the Holy Spirit to His disciples, He identifies Him as the Comforter. The Comforter. Listen to this out of the Amplified translation. Jesus says, I will ask the Father, He will give you another Comforter, a Counselor, a Helper, an Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, and Standby. Now, if you go and look at every one of those and you just stare at it and you look as hard as you can, you cannot come up with convictor of sin out of comforter, out of counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby. And the reason I'm picking on that a little bit, and I want you to understand, yes, part of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives is to bring correction, but I'm going to show you how he does that. The reason I mention this and I'm jumping on it so heavy is because I think that there are far too many Christians who really don't know the difference between conviction and condemnation. Condemnation is not the ministry of the Holy Spirit. That is the ministry of the devil. That is what he does. That is who he is. He is the accuser of the brethren. And don't get him confused with the sweet comforter, the Holy Spirit in your life. He is, the comforter is not the one walking around behind you just there to tell you when you've messed up every time. No, quite the opposite. He's there to comfort. He's there to counsel. He's there to help, to intercede for you, to be your advocate, your strengthener, and standby. What does that mean? He is standing by you. He's not the one going, you missed it, you missed it, you missed it. No, quite the opposite. He's the one that is between you and Jesus, and Jesus is between him and the Father, and they're all looking at the Father, talking about you, going, oh, this one is so precious. This one, this is your child. You did a wonderful job creating this one. All of that is the Holy Spirit comforting you. Be comforted. I know the world we live in. I know how everything seems like it's falling apart, and all you have to do is turn on cable news for 30 seconds and the world is coming to an end. But in the middle of that, did you know you can be comforted by the sweet, precious Holy Spirit of God? But if you've never seen him as anything more than just the one slapping your hand, slapping your wrist all the time for doing something wrong, then you've limited him in his ministry in your life, and he's in there in you and desires to lead you by his comfort. Now, the Lord began specifically dealing with me on the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Some months ago, my wife Sarah and I had been invited to minister at a church, a local church here in Fort Worth, a partner church with this ministry. And as we were preparing for those services, I heard the Lord speak to me, just a witness of His Spirit on the inside. I want you to minister on the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And I thought, that is really different. I've never ministered specifically on something like that. And as I prayed over it and prayed over it, I was talking to Sarah one night. This was Friday before we were to minister Sunday. And I said, you know what? I think I really got some direction from the Lord about our services. And she said, really? Because I haven't heard anything yet. And I said, I think He wants us to minister on the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And her eyes got big. And I said, what? And she said, Jesus, God has put me in John 14, 15, and 16 and won't let me out. And that is where Jesus introduces the ministry of the Holy Spirit as the comforter. So we were tracking right with each other, and we want to make those services available to you. If you'll go to kcm.org, you can download those services. There was two of them. So there's a part one and a part two, the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Get those, just feed on that and allow that in its entirety to minister to you. But Jesus identifies the Holy Spirit in your life as the comforter. And so what I did in preparing for that message and this one, I just went through the Word and I wanted to find out what kind of theme is this that just goes throughout Scripture. And I was embarrassed, number one, that I hadn't seen this for what a major characteristic and character quality of our God that it really is. Listen to some of these things and you're going to see what I'm talking about. Listen to this. I'm just going to read you several scriptures. This is Acts chapter 9, verse 26. Listen to this. It says, when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples. This is the same chapter in the book of Acts where Saul had what we call that Damascus Road experience. He was on his way, and Jesus himself, a blinding light out of heaven, came to Saul and said, "Why are you persecuting me?" And Saul had this conversation with Jesus himself, and it changed him forever. And it's through that chapter that he quit murdering Christians, he quit taking them to prison, and he started fellowshipping with them, and he started preaching the name of Jesus everywhere he went. But when he tried to join the disciples after this experience, they were all afraid of him. Yeah, because this is the guy that just weeks or months ago was killing us, and now he wants to be one of us. I think I might be a little suspect as well. It says they were afraid of him, did not believe, they did not believe he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the disciples, or to the apostles, and declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road, and that Jesus had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. So he was with them at Jerusalem, coming in and going out. And he spoke boldly, this is Saul, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, disputed against the Hellenists. They attempted to kill him. But when the brethren found out, they brought him down to Caesarea, sent him out to Tarsus. Listen to verse 31 out of the Amplified. Then the church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified. I would be at peace too. There was a guy that was killing Christians, an influential man that was killing and persecuting, and now you find out that he is one of you, and he loves Jesus, and he knows Jesus. They had peace, and they were edified, walking in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied. When the Holy Spirit began to work in the church in all of these areas, they were comforted by the Holy Spirit, and as a result of that comfort, the church was multiplied. Pastors, if you and your family, your church staff, are perhaps watching this broadcast and you've been frustrated, wondering why your church isn't growing, I suggest you look at what caused the early church to grow. It was the comfort of the Holy Spirit. It was the Spirit of God being given room to operate in the church as the comforter, and it caused the church to grow. Is your church a place where the Holy Spirit is allowed to comfort? Is your congregation a place where the Spirit of God is allowed to move in and out and comfort the people that are there? Because once again, we've got to recognize that we've got to see Him as more than just the one falling around behind you, correcting you. And now, yes, there is a correction that takes place, and we're going to get into that, but you've got to see Him as Jesus saw Him, as Jesus identified Him. He is your comforter. The Holy Spirit brings comfort. Now, right here, right away, you've got to change the way you see this word comfort, because I am not talking to you simply about warm, fuzzy feelings, simply about someone sitting down next to you saying, "Oh, it's okay, it's okay." No, the comfort of the Holy Spirit, this is how He moves, how He operates. This is who He is. This is what He does. This is His major operation in your life. And it begins with what we read in Romans chapter 8, what Jesus said in John 14. He said, "I won't leave you orphans. You've been adopted." That, when you know that, the comfort of the Holy Ghost begins to take place in you, and you can stop in the middle of a world that seems like it's falling apart, and you can be still and say, "I'm a child of God. I am comforted by the sweet, Holy Spirit of God. I have been adopted. I have a Father. I am not a stranger. Jesus did not leave me an orphan. He has adopted me into His family." Listen to what a theme this is in Scripture. Romans chapter 15, verses 4 and 5. "For whatever things were written before," talking about the Old Testament, he says, "whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope." The Scripture cover to cover, every word on every page is designed to bring comfort. Now, I am not surprised why the Spirit of God would have me minister these things in the day and age that we live in. This is something we, as the body of Christ, we need to allow Him to be the comforter in our lives. Let Him do what He's called to do. Let the Spirit of God, let the Scripture do what only the Scripture can do, bring comfort to your life. What is comfort? Comfort, like I said, is so much more than just some warm, fuzzy feeling. Comfort is you knowing you are a child of God. Comfort is you knowing that the outcome is good. It's you knowing I am going to win. I am not going to fail. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. When you put the Word of God, that is the comfort of the Scripture, you put it in you and it begins to come out of your mouth. What is that? That is the ministry of the Holy Spirit bringing comfort to you. That verse goes on to say, now may the God of patience and comfort, He is the God of comfort. May He grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 3 says, but he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to them. Can you hear what a major theme this is throughout Scripture? It's the Scripture that brings comfort. Our God is the God of comfort. All prophecy should be a word that edifies and comforts. Is it possible that we've had this really small view of prophecy, that it's just when somebody stands up and says, thus saith the Lord, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, we're all going to do this and die. No, listen. If somebody just says, thus says the Lord, we're all going to die, see you later, let's receive an offering, that's not prophecy. Prophecy, if it's true prophecy coming from the Spirit of God, it is going to comfort those who hear it. Verse 31 of that same chapter in 1 Corinthians says, for you may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. That all may be comforted. It's a mature child of God that can look into the ministry of the Holy Spirit and look into the Word and see that He is there to comfort and then to allow Him to bring that comfort to you. He is the God of comfort. This is the Scripture that comforts. And over these next few broadcasts, we're going to see this ministry of the Holy Spirit just come to life inside of us. I'm out of time. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the Doubletree Paradise Valley Resort. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the 2010 Branson Victory Campaign, March 4th through 6th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. You can't see it, but you see its effect. You can't touch it, but you know what it does. You can't taste it, but you feel it all around you. When you understand how to harness their power, you can change the world. We have the tools to help you discover your own one-on-one relationship with the Holy Spirit, a relationship which makes God's power and provision available to you. Kenneth Copeland's Holy Spirit series, a 6-CD teaching with study guide, coupled with Terry Copeland Pearson's Ways of the Spirit series, a 3-CD set. Together, they make a dynamic resource designed to show you how to be filled and led by the Spirit. learn the laws which govern the spirit realm, and discover how prayer is key to managing spiritual power with these potent teachings by Kenneth Copeland and his daughter Terry. As a believer, God's precious promises are your right. This dynamic two-series set and study guide provides step-by-step instruction so that you can develop your own personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. Order Kenneth Copeland's in-depth study set on CD entitled The Holy Spirit for just $25, and you'll also receive Terry Copeland Pearson's CD series on the ways of the Spirit free. These dynamic teaching sets work together to give you a deeper understanding of our relationship with Jesus, our Heavenly Father, and the Holy Spirit. For faster processing and a product discount, order through our website at kcm.org, or you may call us toll-free 800-600-7395.
We have been talking about the comfort of the sweet Holy Spirit of God, and on these broadcasts, I want to make this product available to you. This is a CD teaching series and a study guide by my grandfather, Kenneth Copeland, and it's simply entitled The Holy Spirit. Now, you know this, but he is a great teacher, and there is the grace that operates in him when he speaks, you just get it. And I am so appreciative to the Lord about that. And when you listen to these things and begin to study, you understand how to obtain that power that's available to you through the Holy Spirit. And the good news is, when you purchase this, KCM is going to send to you, absolutely free of charge, a 3-CD series by my mother, Terry Copeland Pearson's, entitled The Ways of the Spirit, absolutely free. And when you listen to these things, you begin to learn how to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, how to stand on the Word and overcome any obstacle, and to do anything that God calls you to do. That power is available to you. Order yours today. It'll be a blessing to you. I want you to know that KCM is here for you. KCM.org. You need to check out all the different features that are available on our website. You need to go look at this. KCM.org. There is a new feature, and it's a keyword search feature. You can just type in a scripture, you can type in a speaker's name or a topic, and it's going to take you to those places on our website that have to do with what you searched. And all the teaching that we've been going over on these broadcasts and broadcasts in the past, it's all right there available to you, and it's going to be a blessing to you. I want to encourage you to go back and watch the ones we've already done. It's going to be a blessing to you, because we're building these things layer by layer. Amen. Please join me again tomorrow. I look forward to seeing you there. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
No matter where you are, if you have internet access, you are seconds away from life-changing answers thanks to the power of search, all new at kcm.org. It's easy. Just find this keyword search block. Enter a word, speaker name, topic, or scripture. Search gives you instant 24/7 access to more than 40 years of revelation and inspiration from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Try the new keyword search today at kcm.org. Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website at kcm.org. There you can purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God and walk in the blessing today.